Closing arguments were heard in the U.S. Southern District Court by Judge Shira Schindling in the civil rights trial Floyd versus City of New York yesterday. The civil rights case challenges the constitutionality of the New York Police Department's controversial tactic of stop, question and frisk. Just after 5 p.m., both groups of lawyers left the federal courthouse on West Street to talk to reporters. First to speak was NYPD Deputy Commissioner of Public Information Paul Brown.
There was a suggestion made in closing that police all wear body cameras, which is, I just wonder how soon would be sued in federal court on privacy issues if we were to follow that advice. But that's the only thing new, I think, we've heard today. Otherwise, the plaintiffs, as I've said earlier, made the case for us. Their witnesses, few though they were, all described police conduct that was appropriate, in fact required, to stop suspicious activity once, to inquire of suspicious activity. We're protecting the poorest parts of the city. We're protecting the most vulnerable people in this city, and that's being libeling the police as racist when in fact it's doing their job in areas where it most needs being done.
Brown was asked by one reporter about the pressure on police officers to meet quotas in stop and frisk stops.
Well, there are some officers who will complain quotas when they're asked to do what they're required to do. As police officers, fortunately they are a tiny minority in the police department, but we will have occasional police officers for self-serving purposes make statements like that, and that's what you had in this case, self-serving statement that was not true.
Self-serving
because of other histories of those officers have within the police department, disciplinary issues, for example. They'll make self-serving statements that have no bearing on this case, but it gets ink.
The lawyer for the City of New York is Heidi Grossman.
This is a case about racial profiling, but of the 19 incidents that the plaintiffs discussed, not really one of them talked about the fact that they were stopped because of their race. The plaintiffs just haven't proven their case. Race was not a reason for their stops. It was reasonable suspicion that was the reason for their stops.
Judge Schindling has heard 9 weeks of testimony in the trial, hearing from a dozen plaintiffs who say they were wrongly stopped because of their race. The judge must now examine 7,000 pages of trial records. Darish Charney, staff attorney from the Center for Constitutional Rights, said the judge gives long, substantive decisions in a really short time, and that the judge had said this is a very important case that deals with very important issues, and that we might hear from her in a matter of weeks or during the summer, but it would be in a timely fashion and the decision would be thorough. The lawyers for the plaintiffs also spoke to reporters. Jonathan Moore spoke first, followed by Darish Charney.
Okay, I think the judge, quite understandably, is looking for ideas to try to remedy what she sees, what she hopefully sees as a problem. What I'd like to say generally is we put on over 9 weeks of testimony in this case about a practice going on in the city that we believe is unconstitutional. We've heard from officers from the highest in the department to officers on the street, and I think what we've demonstrated is that on the street in the city of New York, people are stopped based upon their race and not because of any reasonable suspicion. 90% of the people stopped and leads to no further enforcement activity, and we're hopeful that this court, which we know has heard our testimony very seriously, will do the right thing eventually and enjoin this police department from engaging in this practice.
And that idea actually came from the city's own expert, which is something we've been saying for years. He thinks it's good to get community input into fixing the problem, which we've also been saying for years. And so essentially he made our case for us, and this was the city's own expert who agreed with us on these issues, which I think just further shows that the city's continued resistance to deal with this problem is just absolutely unreasonable, and we think it rises to the level of deliberate indifference to, you know, a real problem.
There are four plaintiffs in the case, David Orlicht, Lalik Clarkson, Dion David and David Floyd, the lead plaintiff in the case, who didn't want to speak to reporters, but Devon Almanar, a retired police officer and one of the eight witnesses to stop, question and frisk, said he did.
What happened to us is that my son was arrested, and when me and my wife went to the precinct, the 3-0 precinct, we all got arrested within 5 minutes. They just criminalized the whole entire family. And my wife's, she's, her father's been a cop for 34 years. And we support the police. I just want you to understand that we do support the police. But what we would like is that they do it in a fair and balanced way. Because what had happened to us is unacceptable. Like I said, within 5 minutes we were criminalized. We all got arrested. And 19 days later I got rearrested. And it just was just terrible.
And your son was the 13-year-old.
Yes, he was 13 at the time.
And his name again?
Devon Almanar. And the whole thing is, we just would like it to be more fair. For this to happen to us is unacceptable.
More than 5 million people have been stopped in the Stop, Question and Frisk program in the past decade, and mostly black and Hispanic men. Police must have reasonable suspicion to stop someone. Only 10% of those stopped resulted in arrests. The case has pitted Mayor Bloomberg and Police Commissioner Raymond Kelly, who defend the police policy, against city lawmakers who are calling for major changes. Plaintiffs have asked a court monitor to be appointed to make changes in police training. The judge may order changes to the policy of Stop, Question and Frisk, and reforms. If that happens, those reforms could have a nationwide effect on how police departments operate. For WBAI's Evening News, I'm Rebecca Miles reporting.